Now, more about that fourth American citizen being detained in Iran. Parnaz Azima is a radio journalist whose passport was confiscated by Iranian officials about 4 months ago. She cannot leave the country because the outlet she reports for, Radio Farda, is funded by the U.S. It provides news coverage that is frequently critical of the Iranian government. NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
You're listening to Radio Farda, the Persian language service from the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe.
We refer to it as surrogate radio.
Jeffrey Trimble is the director of policy and planning for Radio Free Europe.
It is the domestic radio service that would exist in Iran if it could exist in Iran. So in that sense, it's in the same tradition of broadcasting during the Cold War to the Soviet Union.
Farda, which is the Persian word for tomorrow, does occasionally use voices from inside Iran, but those contributors use pseudonyms. Mostly the reporters live in Prague or Washington, D.C. On the cultural beat is Parnaz Azima. 4 months ago, she went to visit her 93-year-old mother in Iran. Since then, she has not been allowed to leave.
For 3 hours, I was under interrogation again. Everything was related to Radio Farda, and they read my charges. My charge was propaganda against the regime.
Azima's not in jail. That's why she could talk to me. But her Iranian passport has been confiscated, making her a prisoner in the country that she fled approximately 25 years ago. Now, it might not seem like it's the smartest move to travel to a repressive country that you spend your professional life broadcasting into illegally. But in fact, Azima has visited Iran 3 times in the past few years. Amir Mosada Katuzian, acting director of Radio Farda, says when his staff would visit the Iranian consulate in Prague, they'd be encouraged to travel to what was for many their homeland.
Many of us were under the impression that travel to Iran is safe.
Azima's first visit to Iran since fleeing was actually at the invitation of the Iranian government to cover the opening of the National Library. At the time, officials asked her to reconsider her coverage, to emphasize stories like the National Library, instead of protests for women's rights. However, the next time Azima visited Iran, the authorities were no longer asking.
I stayed for 3 weeks, and suddenly the last day of my stay in Tehran, 5 people rushed into our house, my mother's house. They searched through the halls, and they confiscated my passport, and they gave me a summons to the Revolutionary Court.
At the Revolutionary Court, she was assigned a judge investigator and subjected to polite, non-physical questioning. A month went by. She would not admit to propagandizing. Eventually, the judge, citing a desire not to make too much of a fuss about the situation, returned her passport. She left for Europe and, upon learning that she had been cleared of the charges, tried to put the ordeal behind her. Until this February, when Azima got a call that her mother was in the intensive care unit and she might not pull through. Knowing the risks, Azima went back to Iran. Her mother's health improved, but not before authorities once again confiscated Azima's passport. She should have left well enough alone, one Iranian official told her.
We were very favorable with you last time because we hoped that you will be collaborating with us. I told them that I have never done that and I will never do it.
So now she is experiencing the Kafka-esque detention all over again. But this time, the judge investigator has been less polite and the process more sluggish. She may miss the birth of a grandchild if her passport is withheld much longer. I wanted to ask Azima why she didn't tell the authorities what they wanted to hear just to get out of there. But it would have been a pointless question for the following reason. Do you think this conversation that we've had is being monitored?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure.
I talked with a relative of Azima's in the U.S. who could speak freely on this issue. Though he didn't want his name used out of concern for Azima's safety, this family member did say that Azima's sense of journalistic responsibility wouldn't allow her to lie, even to get out of an unjust detention. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.